This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Many Rwandans who survived the 1994 genocide are still reluctant to tell their stories. The stigma of rape and AIDS has kept many women isolated and silent. Some victims have gravitated to others who live with similar memories in one suburb of the capital, Kigali. Reporter Jeannie Barron met a young woman who says her neighborhood survivors association gave her back a future.
At night, Rugarama's lush hillsides are full of the sounds of human life, but it is a rural place by any measure. There's no electricity, and people walk steep dirt roads to fetch their daily supply of water. When a faction of a supremacist regime launched its killing campaign in 1994, panic descended in Rugarama. Nirama Jambere Alphonsine was 9 years old.
People was running, everyone was just going crazy because they didn't know what was going on.
Alphonsine says she was hiding outside with many others when men armed with machetes found her and raped her, along with other women and girls around her.
And women could cry and scream, and they used to say that we came to kill you, but before we kill you, we have first to rape you. And they could take clothes and hide our eyes, and then they could rape us and with knife on our neck.
Survivors organizations estimate that hundreds of thousands of women and girls were raped during the 3 months of violence, and many of them contracted HIV. Now 20, Alphonsine tells her story without hesitation. She says the man who raped her infected her with HIV, but she's not seen him since. She supports the nation's reconciliation policies, and she tries to forgive the perpetrators.
This is very new for me to leave my problems, accept who I am and what I've passed through. I've accepted all this after knowing that I'm HIV positive.
Alphonsine learned her HIV status and now receives treatment for the disease through a program offered by an organization called AVEUS, short for the Association of Widows and Orphans and Those Affected or Infected by HIV/AIDS. It's one of many such groups that have formed in Rwanda. Alphonsine makes the hour walk almost every day to Aveus' low-slung concrete building, where she and other women gather in a small courtyard. On this day, Alphonsine and many others are weaving baskets on the shaded porch at Aveus. This association began in 2002 and now has nearly 1,000 members. It's a shoestring operation started by a Rwandan family who came back to Rwanda after the genocide. Besides trauma counseling and skills training, AVEUS provides a critical link to other support agencies which offer health care or income support. Support Alphonsine says she desperately needs. A few hills away from AVEUS, in the backyard of the family's mud home, Alphonsine and her mother are showing an AVEUS leader 6 goats, which Alphonsine bred from a goat AVEUS obtained for her. Despite this success, Alphonsine and her family are nearly destitute. They depend on her aging mother to cultivate beans and potatoes on a rented plot. To keep her 3 young cousins fed, the adults go hungry at times. And the youngest of these children, all orphans, was born with HIV. Trauma specialist Dr. Davis Karagea says poverty and disease hunt most genocide survivors almost as effectively as the armed men of 1994.
The issue of poverty really also sets back the recovery phase. You cannot expect somebody to recover when she cannot feed herself before she feeds the children she has.
Alphonsine says before joining AVEUS in 2003, she was isolated and frequently ill, though she didn't know why. At home, her family grieved for 2 brothers killed in the genocide, but they avoided talking about the rape. But Alphonsine says at AVEUS, she's surrounded by women like herself. Women she can trust.
And many of women here don't have any income, like they're just like me. But we are friends. They're young women like me. I can meet people who have exactly the same problems.
Today, Alphonsine is thinking of the future, of how to make money and ensure an education for the children in her care. She doesn't have an answer except for one on the wall of her home, the same home she fled 12 years ago when neighbors were murdering neighbors in this Kigali suburb. In large white letters, she's painted, "Ask anything you want of God, he will give it. All he asks is that you love each other." For NPR News, I'm Jeannie Barron.